A dumb deal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was the big story from yesterday. Trump hangs up on Australia. The story goes that he was on a call with the Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and they got to talking about a deal made during the Obama administration for the U.S. to take around 1,000 refugees being detained by Australia. So Trump gets testy, calls it a dumb deal, accuses Australia of trying to export the next Boston bombers, and then hangs up. And I heard this. I said to myself, this is a terrible way to treat a good ally like Australia. I love Olivia Newton-John. I love Crocodile Dundee. This is not right. So I tuned into Australian TV to see how the Prime Minister was taking it.
Australians know me very well. I always stand up for Australia in every forum.
He sounds petrified. And to hear it on Australian TV, so is the rest of the country as they anxiously await Trump's next tweet.
The president's Twitter account has gone silent, which might mean he's asleep. But in this brave new world of Trump, no one can be sure what will happen when the alarm goes off in the morning.
Yeah, sounds like some sleepless nights in Australia. Although, not surprising for a country that sleeps upside down. Anyway, I guess we can safely assume that refugee deal would be dead. Is it dead, Mr. Prime Minister?
The question is, will he commit to honour the deal? And he has given that commitment.
There it is. Nothing's changed. The way I see Australia,
he's got a knife.
They may not be flashy.
That's not a knife.
But they can hold their own.
That's a knife.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.